Sempre com música.
Hello. Welcome everybody back here on the Dave and Nash show on the Friday
morning.
Sasalong.
No. You just messed it up. Okay. Sasalong, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's how you say it. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can carry anyway.
Okay. It's early in the morning. Yes.
Yeah, what up everybody, welcome back on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot, blazing music, right here, with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nair, on the David Nash show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, beautiful morning that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a wonderful morning, right?
It is, man.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling the cold.
You're feeling
and the heat.
And the heat at the same time.
Everything. Yeah, you must know. There's levels.
All in one, man.
Yeah. Who said that you can't have both in one? You know?
All
that's
in
how
one.
You got hot water and cold water. What does it make?
Warm water.
Woo! Hey, I thought you were going to get it wrong, man. You almost freaked me out.
Okay, what's going on? How can
you think
so, man? What's wrong,
man? No, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you gotta be sorry. Otherwise, I'll slap you.
Yeah. You're going to slap. Why do you slap, man?
Hmm?
No, you don't slap, man.
You
sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah, sleep.
Why?
Yeah. So that you can get enough energy. Exactly. I know, man. I know. Going off contact, you know.
Yeah.
Out of content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed.
Ah, this guy.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah, man.
How was your week, man?
Ah, my week has been great. My week has been awesome. My week has been jam-packed. It's been great and awesome heading to the prelims.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Which you have started already.
Yeah, some people have started.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, in fact, we have started, man.
And it's happening.
Yeah. It's too much.
We're going towards the finish line, man.
I can smell the finish line.
You can smell the finish line. That's
weird.
I don't
see it. I smell it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I never thought you were this
weird.
Woo! I always knew that you were weird, but I never thought you were this weird.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's fine. Yeah, he can smell it. You can sniff it. But anyways, people, it's another time that we... back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, as we have said already. But you don't miss out. We'll be running a competition next month in September, and it's going to be happening. You got to look out for that. You got to be listening to these shows. Why? Because you will get each and every single clue that you need in order for you to win the prize that we're going to be giving away. But you got to stay tuned.
Yeah.
And listen up to these wonderful shows.
Yeah.
Because you got a whole lot up for grabs.
Yeah, we're gonna turn you into a flick, sneak flick, yeah, you know, yeah.
Sneak, not
chick flick, no, we're gonna talk about chick flicks,
yeah.
So, Mr. Dave, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Yeah, I'm just kidding, man. It's talking about goals.
Goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that soccer
no,
ball, man.
You see right there.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Ah.
Yeah.
So which goals?
The goals. Yeah.
The goals.
That you said.
Oh, the goals that you said.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, you should have spoke, man. You should have said, you know, specify.
The desired results.
Yeah.
Or outcomes, or possible outcomes. You get what I'm saying? Those are the kind of things that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But even the goals in soccer and rugby or something like that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what they call them in rugby. Trials.
Okay. Tries.
Yeah.
It's a try.
Don't come with this stuff.
It's a try.
Oh, okay.
Ah, this guy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, but we're talking about the desired results and possible outcomes that a person or a system and visions. Yeah, so those are the kind of things that we're talking about today. We're talking about goals, and you gotta be setting goals right there, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to give you a whole lot of details until we give you something that's gonna pump you up, something that's gonna get you going, something that's gonna get you moving. Just go out there to the kitchen or wherever, get something refreshing.
Yeah,
get something refresh.
Yeah,
what?
Refreshing.
What?
Yes.
New
yes,
words,
yes,
man.
Refreshing.
Woo. Yeah, go yes. Get something refreshing and then come back. Stay tuned in, because right now we're going to give you a trap. Listen up. Yeah.
Been a while, man.
Yeah, it has been a while, man.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, you can't choose up. Yeah. You know, just like that advert. Yo, there used to be this other advert of Motorola, man. It was a long time advert. Mm. You know what they used to sing?
What?
Yo, my sister used to love it. You know what she used to do, man? Yeah. When that advert comes, hey, she already knows what she must do, man. Like, she used to pick up her hands, you know, like, yeah, lift her hands up.
Yeah.
I think it used to be, it used to go something like this. Everybody get down. Doom, 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 doom. You know?
Yeah.
And then it comes on later and she lifts her hands up, man. Like, she dances. At that time, she was like 3 or 4, man. I'm like, yo.
She already knew how to get down.
Yeah, yo. You must know.
That's gangster.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. She grew up too early mentally. Yeah,
it's awesome, man.
Yeah, and awesome. Body wise was still small, but mentally she was like out there.
Yeah,
on levels.
Yeah, it does sound familiar, man. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I can remember like two years ago? Okay, in between 1 and 2 years ago, you know, people thought that we were in university, man.
You know me?
Yeah. Like what? Okay, yes, we're in university, like, man. Like
every grade that we were going to was prophesied before we got there.
Yeah, true.
Because a lot of people thought that when we were in grade 11, they thought we were in matric.
Yeah.
When you're in grade 10, they thought we're in grade 11.
Yeah.
But isn't that awesome?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey.
Too much. Lamb.
Hey, you are good, you want, man. Awesome stuff. Which is awesome, you know why?
Right.
Because it also shows that's where you must place your goals if you're still, okay, in whatever grade that you're in.
Yeah.
You must set goals according to what grade you want to go in. You know, like prophesy those goals. In fact, goal setting is very important, man. So, Mr. Dive.
Yeah, man.
Like, how can you reflect goals in your life?
Well, how I can reflect them is that something that I've said, I've planned, and I've achieved.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because now there's no use of you planning something and not achieving it.
Yeah. You're
not aiming to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You plan because you want to achieve that particular thing.
Yeah.
So therefore, I put something on my calendar to make sure that, okay, I follow up on this thing to make sure that I achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no other... What's the reason of putting a plan on your wish list or on your calendar or on your reminder to say, okay, this is my goals and this is my goal, I need to achieve it at this particular moment or at this particular time.
Yeah.
And then you don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Goals are put into place and you need to also put some action so that you can see some reaction.
Yay, too much, man. Yeah, myself the Dave and Nash metaphors and rhymes. Let's not put that rhyme in there.
You know how we roll it.
Yeah. So which is awesome, you know, like what you just said, you know. In life, you know, a lot of people, they actually get it wrong.
Yeah.
In fact, this is the type of life some people live. Set goals, and then guess what? Don't achieve them.
Then what's the use?
You know, like you said.
Yeah.
There's no use of you actually, you know, like setting a goal and then guess what? You don't work towards achieving it. So it's just there. In other words, you make it decorate, you know, like it's just decorating your calendar day. When people, they come, they're like, yo, this guy is so awesome.
He's got a lot of goals.
Yo, look at that. And
then, how many of them have you achieved?
Yo, man. Yeah, you know, yeah. Yo, that question, man. You know that question where you wanted to do something, man? Yeah. And then you say, I'm going to do it. And then guess what? The next time you see that person, man, that person is expecting you to achieve that specific thing that you said. And then when you see them, you know they're going to ask you, did you achieve it? But now you don't want to say no, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they ask you, ish, in your heart, bro, you're like, yo, why did you ask me this question? Now I'm going to say no. And then it's like, yeah, it breaks you inside, man. Doesn't feel good, you know?
It shows that at first, or in the beginning, you never had an action plan.
yeah,
towards that goal, towards achieving that goal. Because now, when you set a goal and you put it into place, you are aiming to achieve it.
Yeah.
When you are planning something, you are also planning to achieve it.
Yeah.
Because if you do not plan, then the devil will plan for you. And that plan will be of distraction.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
The devil also plans, eh?
Yeah.
Plans.
He doesn't rest, man.
Yeah. And why for some you? People, he plans their calendar. Yo. I know, man. I'd love to have a PA, but not the devil, man. I can't have him as your planner, man. It's not awesome, man. It's not cool.
Everything will be distraction.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's why in the morning, in fact, just get a day. This is how you set goals. You get a day when you sit down, you get your calendar, and then guess what? You put even... Okay, let's rewind.
You put the...
I'm coming just down here. So let's rewind. Yes, you get a calendar. You put it on the table. And then you get a pen. Then you write each and everything that you need to do. You know, basically from the first to the last day of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every single time, you know, like seconds, minutes, hours, you put them on there. And you know, by this time, at 8 o'clock, let's go back to 5. So, you know, like most successful people, they wake up at 4. Yeah, that time, Baba. Yeah, some people are sleeping, man. Some of us are sleeping. Yeah. So this is how their calendar looks. I can imagine. So at 4, they wake up. And then 30 minutes, you know, like bath, do everything. And then the next 1 hour, so which will be basically... At 5, they planning their whole day. So they'll plan their whole day, maybe from 5 to 5:30. And then from 5:30 to, let's say, 6, they're going to have their breakfast, whatever that they're going to have for eating.
That's, you know, a long breakfast, man.
You know some people, Baba, their system digests slow, man. They need all the time, man. It takes time to go to the stomach, man. You know,
unless it's all like me, then it'll take time to get to your stomach.
No, man, you eat a long drop, so it goes straight. Yeah, inside there.
Yeah.
But then you see, like that illustration right there shows you how to plan. So you can either get a day when you actually plan all of that, or you can wake up one morning and actually do all of that, which would be awesome.
And you know, also in your goals, you need to be disciplined.
Yeah.
You cannot say that I'm going to do this thing at this time and I'm going to finish it at this time and then you go over that time. That's not discipline. You got to be disciplined in how you're going to do the things that you have set down to say I'm going to do it from 1:30 to 2 o'clock or 1:30 to 2:30, then you gotta stick to that time so that you won't interfere with the next goal that you have set. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? So you need to be disciplined in your goal setting, in your goal planning as well. You need to have a strategy, an effective strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be creative and that's why you need to know prior the things that you need to do during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I set my goals is that I have a weekly goal.
Mm.
Weekly goals, let me say that.
Yeah.
Because I cannot be doing the same thing each and every single day of the week.
Yeah.
So there has to be goals for a Monday, goals for a Tuesday, and so on. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right there, you need to be disciplined as well in your goals. You cannot just include something else that wasn't part of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Into the wish list or into the to-do list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. You see, he heard some amazing stuff from Mr. Dave here. He sets his goals. He has weekly goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not upgrading. You see, I'm also upgrading. No, like the goals, you know, my goals, they're like, they don't have a specific period of time for someone, and I'll put a time for it. Like, yeah, this week, that goal, that week, that goal. Yeah, yeah. Awesome stuff. So, Mr. Dave, we're trying to give him something.
Oh, yeah, obviously and definitely we're going to give you something, everybody, because you've been tuning in right here, and because we love you, we're going to be giving you something that's going to keep you dancing, keep you moving, keep you... But anyway, everybody stay tuned in. We're going to do something snap. We'll be back. Awesome. Yeah. Big bite, so get right. Who you mugging, boy? Better get your lip right. This flight about to take off, so I don't take a day off. Going hard in the paint like it was the playoffs. I stay off the perp, but the beat make you lean, no. Me and JB making history and we ain't no. He the beat boy, I'm the speaker, this the keynote. Play my cards right like I'm hooping for Patino. Whole click dressed in blackjack, no casino. People, you never seen none like me before. Been around the world at night. Cause I didn't know D don't like this what you look like. I look like when you didn't know D don't like. Hopped about the bed, threw my Jordan 4s on. Put my little gold on, smelling like time fold. Hit the road in my Beamer, looking like the Concorde. Leather on my seats, wood in my console. Got a yellow bone mouth full of gold. From the N.O., reside in the 4th Road. She love bounce music, favorite label, Take 4. Every time she in the car, chopper on the stereo. Whoa, whoa. Sagging and we swagging. Hey. 500 horses, 4 pipes in the back. And you can keep them long stairs, we got fight for that action. But we don't want no problems, we just OD'ing on life. We ain't hollering, but we ain't backing down neither. Never silent, a bunch of flies with the attitudes of tyrants. Savage denim rags hanging the new age pirates. Known around the world as the all-time flyers. Cause I didn't know D don't like this what you look like. I look like when you didn't know D don't like. Okay, I really wake up feeling like the champ is here. Long dreadlocks, you would think that Samson's here. Mission vision in the building, yeah, the camp is here. Walking with a red fox like Fred Sanford here. Oh boy, you don't know boy. Just a po' boy from the land of po' boys. Everybody just chillin', ain't nobody totin' tools. Shorty said he like my kick, so I gave him my shoes. Yeah, I made it live day. Now he walkin' home grinnin'. And me, I'm barefoot, but I ain't trippin', I enjoy giving. Feeling like French Montana. Whoa. I ain't worried about nothing. No. Hold up, yeah, wait up, move back. Something special about the boy, they be asking who that is. You know, they call the boy D.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, back. We know that you love that song. You enjoy it? It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. It was good to me. Come on.
It's some put out in South. In South, that's all.
I do not. What's wrong
with you? It's awesome, man.
He's
awesome.
Imitating me.
No, I'm not imitating. I'm just repeating.
It's good that you're imitating me. It shows that I'm a good leader.
No. I'm imitating Christ, man. You see? Yeah, Christ, yeah. But I'm repeating. I'm repeating what you say. Yeah. You said this is me, man.
Yeah, Mr. Dave.
Mr. Dave. We had an awesome session, you know, that previous session.
And it was incredible.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome on goal setting. Yeah, and by the way, we're still speaking on goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, goals. Yeah. You know, I've once upon a time in my life had an interesting goal, and I've achieved it.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
What is
it? And you know, like a motivational speaker once said, "Ne, the problem is not people setting goals and not hitting it. The problem is people setting goals that are too low for their potential and achieving it."
No,
you see. So, yeah, I've experienced one of those, you know.
Yeah. So don't run away from that goal that you're about to tell us about. Tell us, what is that goal?
You see, once upon a time,
I've said it in one of my shows. My goal was to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Hey! I achieved it, you know. Yeah, I became a soccer player. They put me defense. Yeah, they put me left back. Hey, I did some magic there in that sport, man. Like, yeah, you know, like now you like they put you on the first, like it's your first time on the field, man. Like, awesome, man. You, I couldn't wait to go on those goals and score, man. And then you like thinking they're gonna put you midfielder, you know, or striker.
Yeah.
And then guess what happened? They put you defend.
Yeah.
Left back. Mm. That's what they did to me. Yeah. They put me there. Ha. Huh? And then, yeah, we win the match. Less than 5 minutes, I was out, man. Like, they took me out. And this is the reason why they took me out.
Yeah.
So, put me left back. You know, that's a very important position, eh? Because
yeah.
It's a defender's position.
Sure.
And that's one of the positions that you need a player who's strong so that they don't score. You know? So, me, they passed me the ball. Whew. Awesome defender. Couldn't trap. Know what they say, can't trap, can't play. Yeah. Passed me the ball, couldn't trap. And then guess what? The ball passed under my legs, man. Like, yo. My head went hot. Now I'm looking for the ball, man. It's gone back. I'm chasing it now. You know, there's an opponent coming after me there. And then get the ball. And then one of my players, they want me to pass them. And then I don't know how I kick the ball. But yeah, at the end of the day, got to the player, man.
Yeah.
And then in less than 5 minutes, they took me out. They took a different person there.
But at least you were able to reach your goal. And you set a goal to be a soccer player. And you became that soccer player. And you played your part. Right, man. There. And you found that thing. You saw that? No, it wasn't my thing.
No, man.
So that's why they took you out.
Yeah. But then that's an example of, don't set goals that are too, you know,
low for your standard.
Yeah. That are below your standard. Because when you achieve them, you're going to wonder in your head, like, well, what am I doing here? Yeah. Just like there, you know, my head went hot, man. I'm like, okay, I'm in the field now. Hey, I can't run away, though. I have to go fetch that ball, man. Yeah, but then right there, you know, you get goals. And if you look at it, as soccer players, you know, out there, if you're listening to this and you're a soccer player, as a soccer player out there, you also need to set goals, you know. You need to set goals. And the reason why I actually pursued, you know, the soccer career and wanted to become a soccer player was because my goal was to score, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to have that feeling. I wanted to feel how it feels to actually kick a ball and then it goes into the goals, like, wow, goal, and I scored it. Woo! You know, yeah, that thing of celebrating, you know. And right there you get to set a goal. And in life, you're either gonna achieve it or you're not gonna achieve it. Now, any goal that you set, you're able to achieve it.
Yeah.
Only the only problem is some people are actually hungry for that goal and others are not hungry for it.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's this quote that I came across. It's by one of I don't know who's like, but it was posted on WhatsApp by this guy who's from our school. His name is Mario, and he says, "I never lose. It's either I win or I learn."
Hey, yeah.
So in your goal setting, you set a standard to say, you know what, I'll not lose, and I'll never lose.
Yeah,
it's either I win, it's either I make it, or I learn.
Yeah.
If I do not win, I learn.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But your aim should be to make it.
Yeah.
And to reach that goal that you've set for yourself.
Yeah, true that. And goals, in fact, most of the successful people in life, they're successful. Why? Because they have goals.
Yeah.
You know, some people, it's something that I ran across, you know, most of the people, they think having goals and being disciplined is actually you getting into jail, you know. It's a prison, man. But they don't actually realize when you do that, that's when you find that you have a lot of time off. You actually have a lot of free time to reach out to people, to actually help other people, and actually do other things that you love, like your hobbies.
Yeah.
You know? Why? Because now you have a schedule, you set goals, and you're disciplined to follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, man.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, it's not only about you setting goals and you aiming to achieve that goal, but it's also it also brings in commitment. You gotta be committed. You gotta be committed, and you gotta have that love,
yeah,
for what you're doing. Because if you don't have the love for what you're doing, then you're not gonna do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, true that.
There has to be love in what you are planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because now so many people plan some other things without having the heart for it. So just because there's no love in that, they tend to crumble down.
Yeah.
Right, because they tend to not finish or the mission that they've set for themselves to achieve. So the mission is left unaccomplished.
Yeah.
Right, because there's no heart to that.
Mm.
Well, love has to come with commitment and perseverance as well. You gotta persevere in that. No matter how many times you trip and fall, you gotta make sure that, you know what, I've set this goal for myself. So no matter how many times I trip and fall, I will carry on.
Jeez, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome stuff. Yeah. So everybody, we're gonna give you something amazing. Something juicy.
Some guys, Jesus.
Some Jesus juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna keep you pumped up. Get you on that VHG atmosphere. Everybody say that he procrastinated, yeah, but he filled out 100 job applications. Enjoy the music.
Charge, but nobody ever stops to ask where for. He was only 14 trying to cop a car, cause he was tired of his granny walking to the store. His mama, she was out up on the boulevard. His daddy showed him how to turn his off the horn. The drugs and the streets, man, that's all he knew. He claimed blood, but his favorite color blue. But keep that between me and you. Only Lord knows what the block would do. Streets never safe, he copped the 22. And his baby mama saying that she pregnant too. Starting to feel like deja vu. Every night he prayed God see him through. Then that phone rang, guess who? Yeah, Young King got that interview. Yeah. Young King, you gon' make it through. Yeah. Young King, you the start of something new. We should be grateful that we live it. Instead, we look at each other like the villain. I don't care which color do the killing. We all got children. We should be grateful that we live it. Instead, we look at each other like the villain. I don't care which color do the killing. We all got children. So much anger, so much hate, I wonder why. All we wanna do is go live our life. All I wanna do is go and be myself. Not a square or a thug, dog, I'm something else. A lost boy holding chrome, but there's nothing felt. Some people hating God's name, nah, that's something else. God don't have the issue, I think the message, it missed you. I don't think you ever get it till God come and get you, I'm saying. Some things just will never change. At least not in my lifetime. If all life matter, then why do they hate mine? The ones who got my back is out here throwing up gang signs. I'm trying to tell you, don't judge a book by its cover. We can learn from each other. Make it through, Young King. No matter what they saying, just for you, Young King. Hey. We should be grateful that we live in. Instead we look at each other like the villain. I don't care which color do the killing. We all got children. We should be grateful that we live in. Instead we look at each other like the villain. I don't care which color do the killing. We all got children.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, we're back. I forgot to sound like you, man.
Yeah.
fine.
Okay. How can you forget such an important thing?
Hey, this guy. Culture. Hey, levels, man, levels. We're shifting the dish. So, Mr. Day, man, we got an upcoming, we got an upcoming event.
Yeah.
You know, now I just said shifting the dish. You know, it reminded me of the event that is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What event is that, man?
Upcoming event.
Yeah.
Deactivation, man.
Yay!
Yay!
It's gonna be on levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't try to give the audience the details, man.
So, deactivation is happening. 26A Love Day Street, the Active Church.
Yeah.
Entry fee is just 100 rand, man.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
4 nights of heaven.
Awesome.
Isn't it going to be awesome?
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. So, yeah. Those are the details as to how you can get there. You got the address. 26A Love Day Street.
On which date?
Selby. On the 27th. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
To the 30th. Yeah, man. 27th to the 30th of September. So I hit a blank right there and started counting. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be on levels. We're going to be shifting the dish on Nights of Heaven, man. You don't want to miss out on that. It's going to be great time of worship. Wonderful time of worship. Steroids, man. You see this?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the people that are overseas, you know, taking a break here in South Africa, you know, like they're coming overseas to take a vacation. Yeah, we are found in the province, province of Gauteng, Johannesburg. Yeah, like Mr. Dave said, 26 Love Day, 26A Love Day Street, CLB, Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you found us.
Mm-hmm.
Love your vacation there.
Yeah, it'll be awesome, man.
We encourage you to actually come.
Come through.
Yeah,
come through. Don't miss that out.
What?
You can't miss out on this, man.
So, Mr. Dave, man, based on goals, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, most of the people, they set their goals on the wrong priority. Like, based on the wrong priority. So, in other words, what I'm saying is, most of the people set goals, né?
Mm-hmm.
But because they got the wrong priority, that's why they got the wrong type of goals. Type of goals and priorities are supposed to be set?
You know, obviously, you gotta have, you gotta know what you want, first of all. And you gotta know where you stand.
Yeah.
And who you stand with.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, you also have to have priorities.
Mm.
Some things that are, because now when you have a priority, you're not going to allow certain things that come in to disturb what you have prioritized. What you have prioritized. So right there, when you have priorities, you make sure that your priorities go first.
Yeah.
And then, therefore, your goals, what you have planned, follows.
Yeah.
Because now you have this one particular thing that you have set for yourself.
Yeah.
Which is that one particular main goal that you have told yourself that, you know what, this I'm going to reach no matter what. This I'm going to get to no matter what.
Yeah.
So therefore, when you have that, when you have that thing and you have that enthusiasm, you have that drive to get there. You have that drive to rev that vroom. That V8, you get what I'm saying? You're able to reach there. Because now, if you're just setting a goal and you have no priorities, your goals should be sometimes your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because now, you cannot set a goal without an aim.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like holding a gun. You just pointing wherever.
Yeah.
You don't care who's in front of you. Yeah. Just shoot. Brrr. So you gotta set goals with an aim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, right there.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something that
that
that directs you. You get what I'm saying? Right there. That's how it is.
Yeah, true that. Yeah. And another thing is, you know, like your first number one priority in life should be God himself, you know?
Yeah.
So basically your priorities, which will help you, you know, like get to your goals, is the Lord right there, you know, God himself.
Yeah.
And he should be your number one motivator, you know, your driver.
Yeah.
The driver to your car, you know, the one that gets you going where you need to go, you know. Basically, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And with all that said and done, with God, that's supposed to be your number one priority.
Yeah.
And basically what we're saying is, you know, in life, you'll always set goals.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that God is the one that's driving.
Yeah.
The one that's actually keeping you going.
It's got to be the foundation of everything that you do, everybody. That's what we really mean right there.
Yeah. So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you wanna close for the people?
Yeah, everybody, we thank you for each and every single thing and for listening to our shows. We are right here and we'll be here next week. Until next time, everybody, we thank you for